Continue on in your iniquity. Of course, you're not iniquitous, are you? Not you. Doing fine. I was sitting down in the living room a few minutes ago when my phone rang. I remember it was a telemarketer. I blocked your number yesterday. Another one, just like you. I block your iniquity one day, and you find another one. You're going to find some way to justify yourself in the way you receive this prophet. Because the truth of the matter is, most of you don't receive it. I say this, you receive it, and I say that, and you reject it. So I was sitting on a couch, and right within my mouth opened up. There's none good.
Amen.
There is none good.
Amen.
There is none good.
Amen.
No, not one.
Amen.
Your iniquity says you're good. Hey, so contrary. Contrary. Yeah, when you say you're good or believe you're good, you're contrary.
Amen.
There is none good. No, not one.
Amen.
There is none who seeketh after God. None. None. Oh, now you would take issue with that, wouldn't you? Would you? Sure you would. Sure you would. There's one man on the face of this whole earth who crazily believes that he's the sign of the soon return of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Of course, there's not too many folk believe that Jesus is coming again. So the sign don't mean nothing to them. There's none good. Isaiah, do you know what's happening in front of you today? Right here in this room, Isaiah, Are you here, son? Hey, look at that. Come on down here, boy. Amen. This is the one that said, I see. Look at him. Oh, look at him. Get the grin off your damn faces. Amen. You don't take nothing serious, do you? Amen. Do you?
Amen.
Just there, so today. This is the one that said, do you know why I sent you all away? What? You didn't listen to me. How many times have I talked about why I sent them away? Okay. How many here? How many? Remember? Huh? Because it started getting hardy with that. Because I got here. Are you here?
My Lord.
Oh, he's a big fella, huh? Okay. No, he's not here.
Okay. Bless you, Lord.
Oh, you're here too, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing a fig tree. Hello, fig tree. Hey, fig tree.
Amen.
I can't hardly open my mouth without anything I say. Somebody get offended. Can't hardly do it. And of course, I've got to find something in the scriptures to uphold me.
Amen.
Jesus, right toward the end of his life, said, many of you offended with Jesus? Something wrong with that. Offended with the truth? Nah. How can the truth offend anybody? See how you responded? See how you're doing?
Right.
Do you see what you're doing? What you're doing right now?
Amen. Thank you, Father.
See, before I walked out the door, again, if she was listening to me, she heard me say, I'll just shut up. What did I say to you? Let me do that. Yeah, she's over there. She cleans. She'll clean, and then she'll go back and clean the clean. Now, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with being clean. But I mean, when you get so obsessed with something like that, that nothing is ever clean. Nothing. Trying to clean me up. Cleanse yourself.
Hallelujah.
If you want to do some cleaning, cleanse yourself from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Why? So you can perfect the holiness that God gave you and the fear of the Lord. Oh, you probably did the hangles up again. Woo! Whoopee! This Christian church, this last one, this Laodicean one, I remember the first time I ever studied. Oh, never mind. I start talking to you folk about where I got all this knowledge. Didn't go to Bible school because God said I don't want you to go. Well, you folk think you know the Bible better than me, don't you?
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Let's watch it. I look you right square in the face and talk to you, and you'll get offended. Yeah, because she was again. She cleans. And she turns around and says, and he cleans again. And I said to her, what the hell, woman? That's already clean. And then I said to her, then what would you say to me? See, then you don't like when I use it for, what do you think this is going on for? What do you think this is? The church and the prophet. The Laodicean church. Always thinking about themselves.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord God.
And then they'll say it like that. They'll say, here, watch this. I've heard this from every one of you. What? No.
Lord, help me.
I heard this from every one of you. I'll point out something, and you say, Lord, help me. And the answer is, he's already helped you.
Oh, God.
He's already helped you. I lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh
from the Lord,
who hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that therein is. Oh, by the way, I got a... you ready, sisters? We got a women's choir. Now you can open your big mouth and sing, because you sing when you sing. If I ever get you to forget about who you is and you start singing, you sing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Get the grin off your face.
Amen.
See, I don't mind you folk rejoicing, but that silly grin.
Right.
You got to be sober about what you do.
Glory.
You can't be foolish like that. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who hath bewitched you?
My Lord.
That you should not obey the truth.
Amen.
Hey, you foolish one. Hey, you foolish one. Who hath bewitched you?
Hallelujah.
That you should not obey the truth. Everybody knows that God wants you to know the truth.
Amen.
And you shall know the
truth.
And the truth shall.
I want help.
I need help. And just right on. I watched this last night with her.
Yes, Lord God.
I said, what do they want me to do? What more can he do? He gave his life.
What more can he do?
I'll tell you what he did more. He gave it to you.
Yes.
He gave you his life.
Yes.
Your life is hid with Christ in God.
Yes.
My God, somebody in this house.
Yes.
Somebody in this old damn world is Christ rejecting. The light of the world.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Set upon a hill. Lifted up above the earth. If I be lifted up, he's been lifted up.
Yeah.
So what do you got to do? Lift Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the
world.
Oh,
this
hallelujah.
Try to look at it all. We got a choir this morning, and I want you to sing the song we were talking about. You were all singing away. Are you sisters now?
Oh, bless you. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings
a melody. Need a new start. Get the grin off your face!
I have a song that Jesus gave me.
Come on!
It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. It's a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody.
Different parts that sound like one. Boy, I'll tell you, people, it's sad. For 2 years, I've been locked on these grounds. For 2 years, I have preached hours and hours and hours at you folk. And look where you are today. Just look. Bangle. And then you'll look around at each other. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Lord Jesus.
I speak to your shame.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, God.
At least one thing Jesus did, he despised the shame.
Yes,
God.
He endured it, but he despised it.
Yes, my Lord.
Now we love it. We love to be shamed.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Shame on you.
Yes, thank you, God.
Shame on you that you can, that God preserved through these 2 years.
Yes.
Shame on you.
Yes.
If any man will look back, when are we going to believe what the book says?
Amen.
Oh, well, Buster, I heard you say up there, there's none good, no, not one. That's right, not even this one. Not even this one. There is none good but God. None good. You hear me? I hear. Ah, you love yourself so much it stinks. It just stinks. It's a mess pile. And he's seeking to justify himself. 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 Is that thing working in you right now? Trying to justify yourself by the way you're receiving this? Well, I didn't know the song. How come? And he seeking. Oh, well, I know what I'm doing. Seeking to justify yourself in what you're doing. Huh? You know how you're asking me right now? You say, well, you're seeking to justify yourself. Well, if that's what I'm doing, I'm stupid. This is not the way to do it. There's foolishness to do this. Hey, you ready? In my heart,
there rings a melody, there rings a melody of heaven's harmony. In my heart, there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
You know, I've been told many years ago, and even recently, you're going to lose them all. That's very true.
Glory!
If you're going to be lost, though, let me lose myself. Don't let me find myself in me.
No.
Because there's none good. There's none good. Thus saith the Lord. But there is one good. That is the Lord. To justify himself. Haven't you tried to do that, Stuart?
Oh, bless you, Lord Jesus.
You trying to justify yourself? You too? Trying to justify yourself? Lord. Thinking you had a right to act like that last night? You dumb, stupid fool. And he? Seeking to justify himself. Let me see here. Is there not one here who's trying to justify yourself this morning?
Oh.
Now, I can tell you right now, Sharon, you can't justify yourself. You can't do it. I watched this phone call with me, struggling, I want to be restored. Yeah, people all the time, everybody tell me that. I hear. Why are you here? Are you going to hear? Young man like you, boy, you can mess up your whole life and probably got a pretty good way in doing it. How old are you? 19. No girlfriends? No plans? Well, then you don't hear the prophet. Because the prophet would say, no girlfriend. Because that leads to marriage, and then babies, and then debt, and then snares. Like Mama. Charles still with you? But he's not with you. Now, I can tell you one thing. Most of the time when I met Charles, he was very nice to me. Yeah, he was. I liked Charles. He don't like me anymore. Probably does, just like everybody else. Out here. How should they believe? Except they hear.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God.
And how should they hear? Without a preacher.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And how should they preach? Except that they say.
Yes,
right now, I'm on more short waves than I've been right now. Doesn't impress nobody. Sister Matthews, hauling this morning. What happened to the satellite? What happened to can't get to nowhere over here? That's happening all over this world. We're up there like we never, and yet a lot of folk can't hear us. They can't get us. Well, you sit right here, and you don't hear me. Why should that be a marvel? Yet they will not hear. That's the scripture too.
Yes.
Come on, you boys. Who got the first one?
Justin.
He willing to justify himself. And he, how would you like to try that? That's the way you're going? You would like to justify yourself? And he willing. Now, you know it's not God's will for you to justify yourself. You know that. You know that. You know that. But you're willing to justify yourself. What's your reason for responding like this morning? What is it? Would you like to let me know why you're hardened up? How many times have you heard in this place right here and on the air? In the day you hear the voice. How many days has it been in your life in the last 5, 6 years that you haven't heard the voice? How many days? From the bottom of the day you hear his voice? How many days do you hear it? What are you going to say? Oh, I hear it. Then you're hardened anyway. And he?
Willing.
Anybody else that'd like to justify yourself, give me a phone call. Come on, Dave. Come on, my friend up there, Maine. Come on, you boys in New York. Come on, you guys down in Florida. Why are you still there? You know where I first met you? You. I'm talking to you. Where did I first meet you? Say it. Yeah, where? Yeah, where was Brother Connolly? Trying to overthrow this place. Authority. He wanted authority. So in order for him to have authority, he got to destroy the authority. You ain't got no right to tell me what to do. You ain't got no authority. Come here, boy. Stand right here. This is my good friend. I love him. Sure did appreciate getting all them blueberries yesterday. Brother Connie left and took him with him. You believed you were doing right, didn't you? I asked you. You believed you were doing right. How long was it after that? A week or two? He walks up here. I said, what are you doing here? You know what his answer was? I was wrong. I was wrong. So since that time, we've been working on making it right. God bless you, brother. Ah, oh, you folks sit here and so sedate. So, man, what I would do to get a more positive response out of you, Mike. I know you're a good brother. I know you're here because God brought you here. I know you won't let nothing move you away, but I seen that human nature, that carnal mind. Of course, nobody here got one. Sister Burgess.
Lord God.
Sister Burgess.
Lord God.
Sister Parrish.
Amen.
It's you from you.
Yes.
You're your own enemy.
Yes.
You're iniquity.
Yes, I am.
When you think you're something,
yes.
When you're nothing, you deceive your own self.
Yes, true, Lord.
God don't say send none of you to correct each other.
No.
Here's the corrector.
Right.
All you do is bless each other.
Yes.
You know. Well, who do you think you are? Who do you say?
That's right.
Ah, oh, I'm going to turn to you for a testimony.
Amen.
Testify or justify.
Amen.
Last night, like a little old, had to wipe her butt again. She came flying out of don't leave. I wasn't leaving her. I haven't left none of you.
Amen.
If you just give God a chance, everywhere you go, you hear my words come through your mind. I go right home with you. Get in bed with you. Sleep with you. Wake up with you. Yeah. That word of God. Hallelujah. Kept by the power of God. That word of God. That word of God. That word of God forever settled. It's not going to change. folk, you watch God. Well, I don't know if it's God. I have to almost lay in bed a good part of my day to get some kind of pressure off my chest and off my head. Well, how long ago was that when I called you to my house? Because I had the signs in my body that I could tell it wasn't right. Amen. I called Brother Edward because Brother Edward was a medic in the military. That was meant to be give emergency treatment to someone who had some kind of a... Medic!
Yes, Lord.
What's wrong? Damn you, folk, will you respond righteously?
Amen.
I was going to start singing that song, but I'm glad I backed away from it. Yeah, we have come into this house.
Yes.
We have come to this place.
Yes.
To worship Him.
Yes.
In spirit.
Yes.
And in truth. They soon forgot. I was sitting on the couch when Edward come in. I said, Edward, something going on in my body. See, my mother had a severe heart attack. So I knew what we should stay, stay home from school and do the housework. Damn you folk, I can't say nothing to you. Get up, boy. What you here for? Are you going to hear him?
Hallelujah.
I pray you'll soon forget, though. Is that girl, is she pretty? You got a picture of her? You do? Where's that? Where? Can I see it? Does she tell you she loves you? You ever tell her you love her? Would you expect it to be any other way?
Sure.
How many folk have you told you love them? They told you they love you. Then all of a sudden that love is tried.
That's right.
I wonder if you went back and said, look, I'm moving back down to South Carolina to be a prophet, and you can't go with me. Well, you head and shoulders taller than me now, huh? You know what you're doing, don't you? God bless you, son. Good to see you. I didn't ask you too much when you called, because if God was really trying to bring you back, just press your way through. The kingdom of God is under attack. Press into it.
Amen.
Lay aside every weight.
Amen.
All I'm trying to show you is that I've been getting your calls. I've been hearing it. I could have answered you, but I didn't. Because if God's drawing you, then He draws you.
Right.
And any obstacle will be removed. By the way, I'm getting a hug out of you. Boy, you're wasting away, girl. Usually a young person, because now you're old and sassy. Come on, folk. Hey, look, you damn folk want to sit here and mock me with your looks. Get out of here. Get out of this place. God's doing the final work. He's going to fill this place, but not with people like you. They're going to come to the north and the south and the east and the west and fill up these houses. And all of you that build them, live them, you're going to be cast out. You're already there. Keep screwing around that trailer. Because when y'all going to leave that trailer? Hard for you folks to realize. I'm never coming back up the highway one day when I can still travel around. See, I can't leave these grounds. See that? I can't leave these grounds. Come on, could leave. I did all the business. I was the business. I can't go to the bank. I can't go to the post office. So I figured so he could go. Taking his wife off his hands. And all y'all think I'm blessed, huh? I told you all along, you get a rose. Roses have thorns. And boy, and if I don't watch it, she'll get offended. Yeah, you. I start, say something to you, huh? Then I go back to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who talked about the night of betrayal. And he said, many of you.
Amen.
I think, Edward. I asked the other day, and you answered, Edward.
Yeah.
Isn't that sure?
All of these shall be offended.
There it is. All.
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 Yeah.
All.
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 Who did I leave out?
All.
All. You don't get offended, and they do you. Well, I'm just trying to do what I think God wants you to do. And then you think, I don't know if you're doing what God wants you to do.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then the judge. I don't believe that. I guess you made God God, right? 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 Which one you got? Will you please talk English?
All ye shall be offended because...
What's that first word?
All.
Did you say all or all? Brotherland. Now, if you could just go back and put that in the status where it was. It was the night of betrayal. It was the night of denial. He said, one of you shall betray me, but he said, all of you shall be offended. Yeah. Jesus talking, the word of God.
Yeah.
What did he leave out? You?
No.
Where's the exemption? That's one of them has you quote, lady. Remember? Who do men say that I am? What are they saying about me? Go see what they're saying about me. You want to see what they're saying about me?
My God.
Yeah, they are. Of course, God's shutting their mouth now.
Thank you, God.
What do you say? Are you living with me? What happens?
Amen.
All of a sudden, we put it right on you. And that's the way Jesus did it, didn't he? Didn't he? Did he or did he? I gave you a hint. According to God's elect. According to God's elect. According to God's elect. According to God's elect. Out of this whole wide world. Are we God's elect?
Amen.
Did he choose us?
Amen.
I wish somebody say hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Only if I tell you. Boy, we are plain stubborn. We're just plain stubborn. Brother Brown?
According to the faith of God's elect.
What's according to the faith?
Prophet.
Well, I'm
going to call the apostle.
You're going to wear me out again. Guy going to the front lines.
Brother Scare, servant of God.
How dare you say that? How dare you say, Brother Stick, servant of God? How dare you do that? What's wrong with you people? How dare any of you say something like that? How dare you say there's a prophet of God? What the hell are you doing, woman? Are you out of your mind?
No, there are the prophets of God. Hallelujah.
Not many prophets.
The prophet.
A prophet.
Hallelujah.
A. Hallelujah. Who represents the A God, the only God. How dare you do what you've done? How dare you? How dare you question the working of God with the man of God that's got sin in your life? How dare you? How dare you do what you're doing, you brazen? And then we'll go right back to that very accident. When Jesus asked the question, and you don't like when I say that. Jesus in the flesh, he did not know who he was in the flesh. He didn't know. His flesh failed him. Though he was rich, he became poor. He didn't know. Although he'd done the works of the Father, he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure. What are the nights that we can assure each other? Are you sure? Are you sure, huh? Why the hell did you get sure? My God. See, now I'm talking and you've never heard anybody anytime in your life use that scripture of Paul like it's written. Jesus asked this question. Whom do men say? Are you listening to the question?
Amen.
I only have to open the book. I can't just read you. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Not will be.
Hallelujah.
Not was.
No.
He said, I am that I am.
Glory. Glory.
Are you an M?
Amen.
Are you part of the I am?
Yes.
Sir. When the hell are we going to wake up? Well, I don't think you got it right. Come on, people. He turned to his 12 apostles, knowing that one of them was going to betray him. They won't budge, will they? They look at him. Is it I? Mm-hmm. Is it I? Now, see, if I tell you, but you just take it so lightly. I was driving back up the highway one day when I could do business. Look at him. When I came to the dining hall that day, I was very excited. And I did what I jumped up. I said, God just told me to tell y'all something. He said, he told me to tell you, he needs you.
Hallelujah.
Wow! Can you picture God needing you? Well, what does God need? Sinners!
Yes, he does.
He came to seek and save that which was lost. Who's lost? Sinners! He said, I need you, sinners.
Yes.
I need you so I can save you.
Yes.
Wow! 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 No wonder Paul could say, I'm the chiefest. No wonder he could say it. Depart from me, he said. Oh, nobody's going to get excited. Nobody. Oh, I need you. No, no, he needs you. He needs this place right here. He's invested too much in this place, and in your place. Come on. Glory be to God. He's not going to forsake this place. And if I can stay in my place, then he won't forsake me either. Why, big talk. Well, we'll find out that's big talk. Yes, I will. Which one were you looking for? Luke chapter 9, verse 18.
It came to pass.
And it came to pass, or was being fulfilled.
As he was alone praying with his disciples. We're with him.
I'm in the tabernacle here in County, South Carolina, with my disciples. The ones who are following my plan of discipline.
Yes.
Submitting, yielding, confessing, repenting, crying.
Yes.
Still ain't got no money?
He asked them, saying, say the people that I am.
Whom say the people?
Amen.
That I am.
And they answering said,
and they, his apostles, we lived with for 3 years.
Said.
And they said.
John the Baptist.
Some say you're John the Baptist.
Some say Elias.
Some say you're Elias.
Mm-hmm. And others say that one of the prophets.
Others say you're one of the prophets. Yeah. You're at least one of them.
My Lord.
But whom say ye that I am?
Is that what you want to say? I'm one of the prophets.
My Lord.
Or I'm all the prophets.
Oh,
amen.
Oh,
amen.
Oh,
look at that.
Yes.
Or they hate the prophets. They kill the prophets. Come on, throw your javelin.
Jesus.
Come on. Fools. So slow to believe.
Amen.
All.
Prophets have spoken.
You won't, for some reason or another, you will not put those things. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm sitting down there, and Rose mentioned to me about the phone call. I said, Rose, I didn't say Rose, I just said honey. I didn't say honey. I didn't call you honey, did I? Hello, honey. Hey, beloved.
Hallelujah.
Beloved.
Hallelujah.
I stand in his stead.
Yes.
Beloved.
Hallelujah.
Beloved. Beloved. Beloved.
Hallelujah.
Beloved.
Hallelujah.
Beloved. Hallelujah. I'm full with the love of God. Now, beloved.
Beloved.
Hey, be loved.
Hallelujah.
The love of God. Then tongue. Can never tell. It goes
beyond.
He found you in hell.
Yes.
He redeemed your soul from hell. My God. My God. My Lord and my God. Oh, boy. Well, we're not getting no call this morning, huh? It's amazing how you can tell people a scripture and they'll read it and they won't apply it. For instance, I'll give you one. I've been giving it to you for over 2 years. Why do the heathen rage? Well, why do the heathen rage? Well, how are you going to know who's raging unless you find out who the heathen are? Why do the heathen rage? Why do they imagine vain things? You know, hundreds of people are waiting for my demise. Huh? I'm 87. When I called Edward in that day, I had all the signs of a heart attack. And the result of that attack is still in my body today. Edward, I told him what was wrong. He checked out a little bit. Then he said this. You folk, will you listen? He said, if you wasn't a man of God, you'd be dead. You ever realize why I'm not dead? Do you folks realize why I'm not dead? Do you realize why I'm not dead? All right, friend or foe? Let's see. Battleground. Hello? Hey, Brother Rufus. Rufus, get out of New York today.
All right.
Or be destroyed with it.
Amen.
Boy, when I watch people like that, when I watch the Connollys and the Christophers, and somebody said, Brother Christmas, your friend for 35 years, but he's not my friend no more. Because I've been betrayed by my friend. Oh, what's the matter, y'all folk? Oh, we're your friend, Brother Stair, is that right? Huh? Huh? Well, we didn't stay here. Is that where God brought you? I didn't stay in the ark, do I, Lord? Was it God's will to bring you here?
Yes.
For how long? What did he bring you here for? He didn't bring you here to find a wife or a husband or to find a job. You got a job. Real work.
Jesus.
Hard to believe that working on this ground has to do with working out your salvation. Wow. Would to God, I just would to God, wish for God's sake, you could bear with me a little in my folly.
Amen.
And indeed bear with me. Look, you lose it right away. A scripture that's been in the book, you folk have no idea what Paul's doing here. For I am jealous over you, and with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you or promised you to one husband,
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
That you may present you as a chaste,
hallelujah,
virgin,
yes,
to Christ. Look at her. They look at their eyes. Look at them. They look at their eyes. Look at them. Would to God, I just wish I knew what to do so you could bear with me a little. Just put up with this. Endure it. And indeed bear with me. And indeed, in your reaction, in your response, in your doings. Hello. As always, God bless you. You put up with my folly for a long time, haven't you? God bless you, sister. I wish I could make you understand that I do this on purpose, even looking for the enemy, so I can call their damn lies. You would think by this time that I'd be cut off.
Thank you, God.
Well, most of you cut me off. I even told you why I sit down now and then. In fact, I thought about coming here and sit down preaching. You're sitting down. And then as I was doing that, the Lord gave me a scripture about sitting. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place and in one accord.
Amen.
And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven.
Hallelujah.
and the sound of a rushing wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Woo! Glory! So it's all right for you to sit. Just don't sit on me. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent called Eve through his subtlety. How did he do it? Have not God said? Hello, Miss Eve. Scripture tells us that he's the most beautiful creature that God made, Satan. It was intended to draw attention to him next to the Father, so he could then give the Father all the glory. Let the beauty of, so we can give God all the glory.
Amen.
To God
be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yeah, he'll beautify the meek. He will beautify, make you look beautiful.
Hallelujah.
With salvation.
Hallelujah.
Then you can put on the garment of praise.
Hallelujah.
For the Spirit of heaviness. You can lift up your voice unto the Lord. Praying in the Spirit and the understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of the... Choir.
In my heart there rings a melody, there is a melody of heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
Teach how to harmonize.
Hello.
See, I know harmony. You don't believe me? Try one more time.
In my heart there rings a melody.
Come on.
There rings a melody.
That's what you were doing.
Harmony.
You quit.
In my heart there.
Just a few seconds ago you were trying to harmonize.
Glory.
Sing it.
Right.
With another connotation to it, but it harmonized.
Right.
What happened? You forgot? Oh my God. Like I say, even the best. You gave my best. Oh, you're one of the best I have.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
You're one of the best I have.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You're one of the best I have.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Even the best.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
I'm the best God has.
Amen.
But we come short.
Right.
Yes, yes
Lord.
Just
Amen.
Come short.
Short. So true.
Thank you, Lord.
Short. Amen. So true. Yes, Lord.
Did you learn that song? Because you weren't there to sing with them. Because you were busy doing something. And I asked where you were. And they let me know how you were. What were you doing? Taking care of Sister Lois. I wish Sister Lois would start taking care of us.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Oh, God.
You see, I'm not talking about physical response. God's a spirit.
Amen.
And they that worship him.
Hallelujah.
You worship him in spirit.
Spirit.
Not in flesh.
Amen. Amen.
You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? Do you? They that worship God must. Well, I'll be there in spirit. It's not, no, you bring your body because that's where your spirit is.
Amen.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How are you doing, boy? You was here? Are you going to hear him? Because if you don't hear me in everything, you're going to be cut off from among God's people.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Who shall will not hear?
Yeah, prophet.
Let's settle the question. Who's that prophet?
Amen.
You better settle in your mind.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. And you actually got upset with me when I told you to stay away from him. I remember. But I still give you a hug.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's have another one.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Ah, boy.
Ooh.
Y'all here?
Hallelujah. Please.
Oh, these folks don't like me doing that. They don't think it's as hard as sisters. Did I hug you? Oh, they don't think. You know, it's just as dangerous to hug a sister or a brother than a sister today. Come on, folks. I remember Brother Timothy having a row with his wife. Now, he might forget it, but I remember what he said. Remember what he said. Because he was objecting to my hugging. And he ain't going to hug me. And then Timothy said, but the church we come from, we always hug. I heard you say it. I heard you say it, Timothy. Right?
Right.
You go to the same church?
Amen.
Did they hug?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We didn't learn to hug it from the world. Because we don't hug like the world.
Amen.
Amen.
So
true. Oh, man. When you folk get converted,
yeah.
When you are transformed in the renewing of your mind, then you'll strengthen your brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
I was thinking about the phone again this morning. I thought about how many people that were here, right here. Sister Linda from New Orleans. She tried to come on back. I never told her she could. But she started to tell me, God, pick me up here. And pick me up. No, I'm not going to pick you up. If God wants you, He'll make the way for you to be here.
Amen.
I'm not going to make it. No, I'm not. I told you, if I want to, I could have this place filled this week. Come on here, I'll pay all your bills. Won't have to worry about nothing except serving the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to come down and buy one of the houses you got. Why is it we got houses empty here?
Right.
Take a look over those two houses right there. Take a look at them.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe I have Timothy to tell you how we got the house he used to live in. What a remarkable thing.
Yeah.
He forgot. That house used to sit over by Walmart.
Yes.
Back on the piece of ground where they have a parking lot for their garage.
Right.
Now, damn it, don't tell me I'm wrong about that, because I go down and look.
Amen.
Go around to the right.
You
see a parking lot. It goes all the way back to the garage.
Right. Amen.
That's where that house would sit.
Right. Amen.
That's where that house over there would sit.
Amen.
Amen.
It was owned and lived in by a postmaster. A mailman.
Amen.
He was to deliver mail here when I first came.
Amen.
I don't understand.
God bless you.
Tell him 1,000 times. Stop leaning on your own understanding.
Amen.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll give thee understanding. He'll give thee revelation. He'll give thee assurance. Blessed assurance. To the kingdom? Oh, what a fortress! Oh, what a fortress of glory divine! Of an heir of salvation! Purchased of God! Born of His Spirit! Washed in His blood! Oh, this is my story!
This is my song! Praise my Savior!
But he was working downtown. He called me. He said, Brother Still, I got a house out here. I knew where it was. I'd been there. He says, Walmart bought it to develop Walmart. But I got to move the house. He said, now, they paid me so much money for it, but I can keep everything. Cars, trucks. He said, you want to buy it? Well, I didn't have many houses. Boy, you, just the way you folk look at me, it's so disgusting. Well, I don't know why he's telling us this. Another one of those miraculous things.
Hallelujah.
I can look right now, they're not going to get it, Lord. I just, He said, but you got to move it. I think he sold me for $3,000 or something like that. It wasn't very much. Took me, you remember the house we paid for the house? But we got to move it. Well, to move it's going to cost us $15,000, $20,000. Hey, well, some of you folks do something shaking yourself a little bit. We are shaking. I didn't know what to do. And one day, Timothy was out driving around, and he saw a black man. He said, well, you black. Boy, you folk are hard to talk. And my voice not clear enough. I'm too mumbling. Is that it? I get an impediment of speech.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Is that the problem? Timothy saw this old black man moving a house. So Timothy, he used his blackness. I don't mean, come on, there's a rapport.
Right, hallelujah.
Hey, brother. He asked the black man if he'd move the house. Because he was moving the house. Am I right, Timothy?
Yes.
He was moving the house. So Timothy asked him about moving the house. He says, well, I'll come out and look at it. Where is he going to move it to? He knows he's got to move from over there. Come on, moving a piece of ground off that. Off the up 95 back roads.
Glory.
Come on, people, come on down from your heady high man.
Hallelujah.
So the black man come over and looked at it. Where are we gonna put it? Then he had to analyze how he's gonna bring it over here. I don't know. Timothy, he brought it to the back road, didn't he? Boy, that's something too. To move that whole house down these back roads. Hey, we all look, you're dismissed. You may go. I don't like the way you people persist in sitting in my presence hour after hour, day after day, and no moving of your spirit, only if I push you and shove you. No spontaneous responding. Tell you all day long, you are dead, but your life, you do have a life. And your life is not dead. Because that life that you have is the life of Christ, and that's the life of life. That's the life. I still remember the man came over here, and he looked at Timothy, showed him where he's going to put the house. So he's figuring out how to come from over there to over here. They were wanting $25,000, the official movers. I will repeat that. When I checked with the house movers, they wanted $20,000. You know what the devil wants out of you? He wants your soul.
Yes, yes, we do.
Jesus says, I'll save it. What's it going to cost? I'll pay the price. Glory! He paid a debt. He fixed it so you could pay the debt by worshiping him, by loving him. Somebody! I still remember when Timothy said to me, because we asked the man over here about how much he was going to move it for. What did he say to you, Timothy? He said, sit down. Because he thought Timothy was going to be shocked at what he's going to call it. And then he said, 3,000. Why would somebody get saved around here? I'll tell you one way. You can know you're saved. I remember when my burden rolled away. Aye. Is that the way it was? Son, you remember in your lifetime you had good things? You would give this guy a few crumbs. Why don't you folk equate with the scriptures? Why are you constantly trying to separate yourself from the word of God that directs, reproves, instructs? You're hard. You're just so hard. And he went leaping and shouting. See now you folks think The physical. Why don't you leave for joy? Spirit.
Amen.
Yes. If you get the spirit jumping, yeah, it'll matter. For they that wait upon the Lord, that you renew the sin, then run. You run. Oh, yes, I'm running. 99.
99.
Sing with all my might. Oh yes, I'm running, trying to make 100. 99. Wow. That's not a whole note there. That's a flat note. Oh, never mind. I'm going to try to quit here. God, if you wouldn't brought me up here. I can talk to these people. Oh, I do. But I fear lest by any means as a servant beguile Eve through his subtlety. Which one of you folk went checked out subtlety? Are you going to tell us or just sit there and mumble?
Sly.
He's a sly one, ain't he? A fox, huh? Tell that old fox. That old sly fox. I want to see a miracle out of you, Jesus. You go tell that old fox.
Amen.
You tell that old sly man.
Right.
See, and when I quote it, you folk act like it's not there. Yeah, the old king said, I want to see some miracles. Amen. Come on over here, Jesus. So you go tell that old fox. He said, go tell that old fox.
Amen.
Wow. Brother Dennis back there, he said to me yesterday something. I thought, isn't that something? What did he say, Brother Phil? What did he say, sister? What did he say? When? Blah, 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 blah. What did he say? What did Jesus say? What did he say at Calvary? What did he say to the Sea of Galilee? What did he say? What did he say about you? Say about me? What do we say about him?
Yes.
Say.
Amen.
You ain't got nothing to say, huh? Oh, yeah. You got plenty to say about your brother and sister.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, when you grumble, you say.
Amen.
When you complain, you say.
That's right.
I had a nice little cup of real fancy blueberries this morning because somebody picked them out of one of them buckets. And they picked these out just for me.
Praise the Lord.
What did you do with them? Ate them?
Well,
all of them. Boy, you people. Shame on you. So dull of hearing. Can't hear the ring of truth. Yeah, the old black fellow says to me, better sit down. Because he was going to tell them how much. And of course, we had heard 20,000. And the thing about that old black boy, when we agreed, it wasn't long. Here's the house sitting over there. Been sitting ever since. How much is it going to cost, Lord, to save my soul? Better sit down. Because the devil makes you pay a big price, doesn't he? And he paid it so simple. Each drop bought. Now I know there's more than a million years, but that's a figure of speech. Who can conceive a million years? Who can conceive a eternity? A soul was born each time he shed his year. He broke the chain at better. You and me.
Yes, Lord.
He bought my soul. Serve a Kenneth. He called me. He used to call quite a bit, then he quit. But now he's back calling it again. So I literally, just on this one. The last couple of days, been calling me from a shopping center parking lot in North Charleston. That's where he lives. That's what he tells me. And he's not bad. But I said, do you think that this could be the mark of the beast? Do you think that this could be that? Several times I would say, well, why'd you come over here? I ain't too far away. Why'd you come over? Huh? Well, he won't ask me that. So this morning he called me. And I just said to her, hey, Kenneth! Kenneth! I'm calling you! Kenneth! Rufus!
Amen!
Linda!
Amen!
He's up in Charlotte now. Probably still sleeping in his car. Huh? Now he can drive from Charleston to Charlotte, and he won't drive near here. And I'll probably hear from him. He'll probably give me a good reason why. Well, you got a reason for why you do what you do? You want to, huh? Hmm? I mean, can't reason with it, can I? God, Paul finally said, God delivered me from unreasonable men. This statement of the Apostle Paul is mind-boggling. For he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom you have not preached. Or if you receive another spirit,
amen,
which you have not received, or another gospel,
amen,
which you have not accepted, you might bear with him. In other words, if they really got the spirit, they really got the gospel, they really got the truth, then go with them. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest, Peter, of apostles. But though I be rude in speech, you can agree with that, can't you? Come on, come on, yeah, he rude. He don't care about hurting our feelings. Come on, come on, yeah, rude. Rude, ain't I rude? Yet not in knowledge. How dare a man say that? We have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. I tell you, I know you because you should know me. And you like to talk about what you know about me, don't you? Sure. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself? Right down that road, I would drive to go see Lolly. Boy, that's abasing myself. I step out of the pulpit over here, go over there to fornicate in bed, then go right back in the pulpit again. You don't call that abasing yourself? Telling you something like that? Have I committed an offense? Something to offend you in abasing myself that you might be exalted? It is no secret.
What I can do.
And this is a faithful saying. First time I heard that, it was the Billy Graham crusade. George Beverly Shea. The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day.
Hallelujah.
It's through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone to you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Don't be discouraged. I got news for you. It is no secret what God can do.
Like the
when John the Baptist cried out, "Whoa! Whoa. Behold! Whoa! Wow!" It took him a whole several months to get the attention of the people. And the crowd would come out, and Pharisees and the Sadducees. And then when that Jesus came. And when Jesus comes, one day Jesus came. He walked down that old water and said, "John, baptize me." And John said, "What? I'm the one to baptize you. Yeah, I'll take care of that too." Go up, all that. Go up. Boy, what a preacher. God, what a preacher. Glory. See, folk will call me, and I'm going to do it, and they want me to tell them to do it or not to do it. I won't tell them nothing. For no man can come to me except the Father draw him. And he will draw. He will draw. See why you're sitting back there? You see why you two are sitting there? Because the Father drew you. He drew you. And I can tell you right now, if I wasn't sure that I'd put your butt right out the door. As big as you are, I'd whoop the hell out of you.
None like him in the earth, perfect and an upright man.
Who in the world said that?
God said it.
God said it?
Amen.
Who is he talking about?
Talking about Brother Stay. Brother Stay.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You better not show out. She's doing that wash, scrubbing the floors, loving the prophet.
Yes, Lord.
That probably is the hardest part. But
glory.
Hello, Miss Know-It-All. Yeah, man. Charlene said this, and Charlene said that. And Charlene said this, and Charlene said that. Well, at least she said it ain't wrong. A lot of stuff she said. Look at that. When I said lost us, he said, "Russians, that's right." Oh, we're some, aren't we? Aren't we some? Aren't we some? I got to read this scripture. I just want to get started, but I robbed other churches. People who've never been here, who's never enjoyed this. I received $400 today from Kenny dies. He still won't get out of Florida. Maybe he's hoping he can secure his future. It's the end time. The fool. He's a fool. Kenny, get out of Florida. Get out of New York.
Amen.
Old Tom, the old policeman, he's calling me now. I haven't talked to him for a long time. Don't intend to talk to him. Have no intention of it. Somebody asked if they could rent a house here. Mark mentioned maybe he could rent that one. I said, I don't know where he rents it, where he owes it. I do know he had a sign up for it for rent, but that's been months ago. The fool, an ex-policeman in New York at a time like this. That's all right. Just sit there. Go ahead, dummies. Go ahead. Go ahead. God got me out of Walterboro. I used to go to Charleston a whole lot. I don't go back there no more. Anybody going that way, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're out of your mind. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man.
Amen.
For that which was lacking to me, the brethren from Kansas, from California, from across the seas. What's wrong with you people? What am I saying that caused that? Sister Lena, she sends offerings from Scotland and from Ireland. Hello? Hey, I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service, so I could stay here. And when I was present with you and wanted, I didn't come to you asking for anything. When I tell you people, all you folks listen to me, we've been in this tabernacle for how long, 20 years? Isn't this something? Do you people live here, don't you? Huh? Are you going to talk up or just mumble under your breath? 45, not in this tabernacle. We bought this tabernacle when we sold the motel and took the money and bought this building. How long ago was that, Timothy? 15 years? How long was it, please?
21.
Thank you, thank you. Are you still here, Terry?
Yes,
well, I'm still here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
21 years ago.
Hallelujah.
Haven't taken one offering.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Haven't taken no time. Have I stopped in our services to bring me some money? No time. No time. That's the people. I need some money to pay the radio bill. No time. Not once. Not once. And you folks sit there and look how you live. Yesterday, how many buckets of blueberries, Jerry? How many? Are you supposed to go down and get some more today?
Glory to God.
Huh? Would you like to?
Glory to God.
They got them down there? Be a little fresher today, won't they? Boy, you, please, folks. That's Jerry over there. Please, look at him. That's Jerry. Oh, now to see, I want to see. You sister's enough to clean some more blueberries? The man's giving them to us. The man's giving us blueberries. The offscouring or the rejects. The ones you can't sell. And he might got to where you can't sell, he might even give us some of those. Hello? When the hell are you folks going to get excited about what God is doing? Well, we might get so many, we can put a few out front and say free. God gave us so many eggs around here. Now we have to skip them away together, and then folks will still give us money. Come on, why don't you jump up and down? You pick up the money.
Yes, and they do.
That's a good pain reliever.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what. How do you tell people? How do you show people the blessing of God upon this ministry, whose ministry you are and I am? We're ministering to the whole world, all over the world. The brother which came from Macedonia, they supplied it. Which in all things I've kept myself from being burdensome unto you. I'm not depending on you to save me, to keep me, to uphold me. Whether you're here, whether you're not,
amen.
I'm going to let him keep me.
Hallelujah.
Will you have no respect for my offering? None at all. None at all. None at all. But Brother Stair, we cleaned them blueberries last night. Yeah, we got a song sing. Sing me a song about Jesus.
The King of Kings.
No.
In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody.
Ring, ring.
Heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love.
Blueberries are good. And Edward, they told me you can make some wine without. We might have some wine every day. You know how to do that, Edward? Well, put up or shut up. You believe in drinking wine? Sure do. A little. With all these stomach troubles and intestinal troubles. Because that's where most of your trouble starts. In your gut. You need a good cleaning out every day. Most of you don't get it, though, do you? You claw your gut up with a, hope you're all doing better. But what I do, that I will do. That I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, that they may be found even as I am. All we'd like to be, I'd like to be in that position. You folks think it's a great thing to be called apostle or a prophet. For such are false brothers, false apostles, Yeah, these guys out here, envious of my calling, they're false. They're deceitful workers. Transform themselves into the apostle of Christ. I'm a prophet just like you, I've been told, by many men. One guy's name was Walker. Another guy came up in London, Ontario. So the brother Baker thinks he's a prophet just like me. Pastor Roberts thought he was. Now thought he was. Brother Patterson, are you sure you got that right? Oh, I'd rather have God say I'm perfect than have you. No marvel now, for Satan himself transformed into an angel of light. You should be troubled at Mr. Trump. The evangelicals, they love him.
Amen.
Because they love lies.
That's right.
The man's a liar.
Yeah.
He is a liar. Yeah. I wish I could talk to his face. He can sit there and do all of these little old boobads all he wants to. You know. The man's a liar. To that end was he born. I want you to know the Christ was born, and so was the Antichrist born. Why you keep talking? Mr. Trump is a multi-billionaire by his own mouth, yet he's not worth that kind of money. So the people that control the money control him.
Amen.
He's not his own.
No.
He belongs to the devil.
Amen.
I'm glad he's there, though. Yes, sir. He comes as close as any man I've ever seen. Declare himself to be God. Keep your eyes on Jerusalem now.
Amen.
If I must need your glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. Over there in Damascus, the governor under Arethias, the king, he kept the city of Damascus with a garrison. Mr. Trump put a garrison around Washington, D.C. Hey!
Amen.
Have you seen what they've done with the White House? Trying to make it the right house? Boy, you people, you guys sit there, look at me, and y'all, you got your little old phones now. Yes, sir, boy. Mm-hmm. But you don't know nothing, do you? A garrison. He moved the perimeter to protect the White House, to go out far enough to protect that bunker. What are you doing, Mr. Trump? Oh, I'm just checking it out. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and I escaped his hands. You know, Mr. Trump was in Columbia the other day. He said, Charlton. He said, he don't come here.
Glory.
Why?
Glory.
He'll call on those other guys. See, the devil knows who I am.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can come to me. If God draws you, you can come.
Amen.
Out here. And whosoever will not hear, that prophet in all things. See them cut off? You haven't seen people being cut off? What's wrong with you? The governor of New York said, we didn't elect a king. We elected a president who has subjections. He's subjected to the people. That's what the president is. He's chosen to do the will for the people, not his own will.
No.
I wish somebody, at least there are only one or two in this place here who understand this kind of language. He's not even allowed to do what he did the other day. He just defies everything. He's not allowed to put the American military on the streets of America against American citizens.
No.
Forbidden! Forbidden!
Right. Amen.
He said, to hell with the Constitution. To hell with the Word of God. To hell with the prophets.
Amen.
To hell with Trump.
Amen.
I don't worry about putting him there. He'll keep on going. He'll build his own fire. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.
And in the end of years, they shall join themselves together, for the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north. That's Israel, of the south. We're the north. And if you watch today, I saw this morning with the Filipino president now is reaching out to Trump. Why? Because China's making a move to take back control of the Philippines and Formosa. And the man of God says, when you see China go to war with Formosa to bring it back in, I'm done. You folk ain't going to respond. Thank you, Lord. I don't know how to explain it, Lord. I don't talk that language.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
You just picked the wrong one. That's what the devil would like us to believe, won't we? God picked you out. Did he pick the wrong one? He actually picked you out.
Amen.
Did he pick the wrong one?
No.
He's got a good picker.
Amen.
Boy, you people, you are something else. How you give yourself over to this. And anybody that has the audacity to rise above that, fighting against God. That's the reason I come and sit down, because I get very weary. My daughter called me again last night. How you doing, Dad? I said, I'm okay. Then I say, honey, I'm going to die. See, you always say that. Yep. I always say that. And all you people that's listening to me now, don't worry about it. I'm going to be gone soon. Now, don't you weep for me when I'm gone. Because I won't have to leave here alone.
Yeah.
For when I hear that last trumpet sound, ain't nobody's feet going to stay on these grounds. Gonna ride, I don't know if I don't think I have to be in this place. What happened to my loud mouth this morning? You the loud mouth, Jacob? Huh. He must have left, huh? Don't we have a loud mouth?
Bring it on down, prophet. Bring it on down.
We'll bring it down to where we can bring you up. Oh, we are in bad shape. The whole house of Israel. Scattered opinions. Yeah, Brother Dennis, when I sat down and talked to him yesterday, he wanted to let me know what Pluto, that's the guy, Pluto? Who was Pluto? One of the famous philosophers that they still use his philosophy. He was philosophical. He wasn't a prophet. But he what is this? And he said this years ago. What year, brother? 300, just 300 years after Jesus. Along came this philosopher, this stargazer, this astronomer, this searcher of what makes a man tick, what influences us, what elements. The pressure, when the weather, we got pressure on our body. Yeah, well, the rains are coming. Now we got some pressure on the body. The rain came down and the floods came up.
But the house on the
road. 300 AD, and this philosopher was searching for truth. That's what he's doing. People are searching for truth. And then ignore the truth. Are you searching for the truth? The truth will tell you, you're no good. The truth will tell you, you need a Savior. The truth is, if you ever need it, philosopher say?
The man who speaks the truth will be the most hated.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
300 years after Jesus, he must have been searching about Jesus.
My Lord.
And found out that he spoke truth, and he became the most hated. Why did they hate that guy? You know the philosopher heard about Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? I wonder why they crucified that guy. Now, I question about him being raised from the dead, but he's still in history. You poor people. If I could just get you poor in spirit. You're so poor, but your spirit's not poor. It's haughty. It's arrogant. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Amen.
Spirit of man. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
All right.
Don't be strong in your own will. Boy, what a preacher. They won't budge.
Glory.
When are we going to harvest the garlic? When?
Anytime.
Sometime this week? I'm not excited about garlic, but I'm excited about the harvest. See, you don't understand that, do you? I'm excited that we're going to harvest the garlic. How many of you sisters and brothers like garlic? Yeah. Eat some for me? Oh, Simon boy. He loved garlic. You try to be a sweet young thing and you smell like garlic. In times like these. I called him from California. Please, Buster, tell me what to do. I told him 30 years what to do. I told him not to go up to California. Well, I believe I should be back there at the community. I won't answer him. Get out, folk! If you don't know you belong here, then get the hell out of here. Is that plain enough? You better get that righteous garment on. If you hadn't come in the righteousness of God, I'd tell you I'd have thrown you out. I don't care how big you are. I've been bigger than you come here wanting to fight me. Yeah, I have. That's why I wouldn't answer you. God draws you. Timothy, you see her drive up?
Yes.
How come you didn't call me and tell me? What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you? How God shows you over and over again. You watch me throw them out. And one of these days I'm going to stand right in that door. When the door's shut, ain't nobody getting in that door. You have your henchmen? Gonna have the angels. Old Steve says, well, if I come down, are you gonna have your henchmen? I come on, face me, boy, not my henchmen.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I hear.
Yes.
Amen.
I'll face you.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on, you lying dogs out there who wanna jump on the radio and call me everything. Come on, face me to my face.
Yes, yes.
Come on. I'm here.
Amen.
I'll meet you at the gate. I can go that far.
Amen.
Yeah, I can. You know if we don't hear from Steve? Huh? No, we might, since I mentioned his name. Because that's what he wants me to do. And ain't nobody listening to Steve. He never has a church service. He has nobody. He can't even get two or three together with him. Promise you. No, he can't. You know, it's amazing how God shows us things. Oh, Jackie's not here this morning because he's not doing too well. But if he was doing what was he doing? He can't go back to Jerusalem because that's not what God wants him to do. So he'll tell you, I'm here with you, prophet.
Thank you, Lord.
See? If we could just humble ourselves, well, you exalt yourself up because I'm the prophet? I didn't do that. Now, when there was time when I did exalt myself above measure, expecting more than I should expect, I should expect absolute obedience from you. I don't get it. You know that. You know I don't get it from y'all. No, no. No, sir, your iniquity's too strong. Hey, Brother Steve, we're going to have the tabernacle on sun power. We should have the whole thing on sun power. How long have we been working at it? How much more time are we going to have to do it? Hmm? What do you do with all the blueberries? Well, we'll do it again, and if we have to, we'll give some away. What? After we clean them and pick them? No, you ain't picked them. Do you realize we used to go down and pick those blueberries? Now he gives them to us. My people just do not know. They don't know what God is doing today. You know what he's doing today with you right now? Preparing you for tomorrow.
Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
So don't take no thought for tomorrow.
Amen.
Take care of today.
Yes,
today, they hear the voice.
Amen.
Today. Right now.
Yes.
Well, should we see if we got it? Have I to listen? We're not getting too many listeners. And I want that to be emphasized. I want that to be magnified. If I get too many, then God's going to say to me, you got too many. And I don't need too many. Because many will follow their pernicious ways. How about your way? How are your ways? Shunning craftiness of men? Isn't that something? How we don't understand that? What about you? Okay. The microphone's on. The telephone's there. Phoenicians, for many shall follow. Do I have many? Why, I'm not sure I got all of you. Stand in jeopardy every hour. What phrase am I going to say next? And you go. For many shall follow their Phoenicians. What's that mean, teacher?
Wicked.
You dare do that, boy? Somebody being Phoenicians and being wicked? Cry loud. Spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
Amen.
Show my people.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Search me.
Oh, God.
Turn that light on.
Yes, Lord.
Try me.
Try me. Oh, Savior. Yes, Lord.
No.
See if there be any. And I'm going to tell you, your way is wicked. Here it comes. What about you? If it's my way, if I'm doing this my way, that's wicked. Try me, Lord. Yeah. You want to try somebody? Try me. See if there be any wicked way in me. Do it this week. Do it today.
Yes, Lord.
Don't need to go another day, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You can do this another way. I sat on my porch again and I said, God, I can't do this. I don't know how to read it with these people. I'm really serious. I don't know how.
Okay.
Unreasonable people. Unreasonable men. Can't reason with my children. Can't reason with Teresa. Can't. It just won't be reasonable. I want you to understand how close this is.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about the coming of Christ.
No.
I'm talking about the closing of the door.
Lord.
For when once the Master rises up and shuts to the door. When they showed me up in prison, they would lock the door for me to go out or in. After a little while, they just leave my door open. So I go in now when I want to. When they lock me in the phone booth, one day just let it open. And there you are, trying to figure out, why is he telling us that? Well, why am I telling you that? It amazed me.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
When they just left my door open, the guards were not at their desk. So I walked out and walked around. Wasn't supposed to, but I did. Along come Daniel. Daniel was the one I saw cutting hair in one of the rooms. I went to the guard that says, oh, can I get my hair cut? And yeah. Hey, Daniel, late at night. Daniel, yeah? You want to cut some hair? Any way to get out of the cell. Because he was in a cell too. So he come out and he cut my hair. I remember coming to the prayer room. And the sister wrote hard out. He cut his hair. I heard you. Well, he got a haircut. Took your job away. See, I remember that. That's the first thing when I came on that night. Later on, they let me walk out of cell, and I saw Daniel walk. I said, Daniel, I'd like to get my beard shaved. He said, okay. So he go get the tools. Finally, the guard come. I said, what are you doing? I said, the guy asked me if I'd do this for him. He was a trustee. So they could trust him to take those tools in his hand. They could trust him. He was a trustee. And he was a trustee because he gave him some privileges. Boy, you folk, don't you know God trusts you?
Amen.
Will you trust God?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, until.
Thank you, Father.
You stand, please. I'm about ready to close. Will you stand? I got a song for you.
Hallelujah.
I trust in God. Wherever I may be, on the land or on the stormy sea, let come what may, from day to day. You know why? My heavenly Father.
Was a gentleman who started to make inroad around us, and I think it was back. Oh, let me see if I can think about it. Let me just read a little account of this man. Final countdown. The planet is in final birth pains. Only 100 days or less. And at this writing, it's down to 95 days. I've been in contact with forerunner, Houston, Texas, March 22nd, 2012. Just as it occurred in the days of Noah. I'm reading from this man who says he is the Lord Jesus Christ. He does not bat an eye. He's got over 1 million followers. He's got a worldwide outreach that many are following him and believing that he is literally the Lord Jesus Christ.